In South Africa this week, the African National Congress won its most decisive electoral victory since bringing an end to apartheid 10 years ago. The big loser in the election was the New National Party, the successor to the political machine that established apartheid 5 decades ago. NPR's Jason Bobian has this report from Johannesburg.
As South Africa moved out of apartheid 10 years ago, large numbers of voters, particularly whites, still supported the old regime of the National Party. In the country's first multiracial elections of 1994, Nelson Mandela was elected president with almost two-thirds of the vote. The political heir to the National Party, the New National Party, also attracted significant support. The NNP won 20% of the seats in parliament a decade ago. Last week, the NNP got less than 2% of the vote, prompting the South African press to all but declare the party dead.
In this election, there is blood on the floor, and they have been butchered.
Denzel Taylor, a political editor at the South African Broadcasting Corporation, announced the NNP's demise in an on-air editorial.
The results are out, and so too the verdict. The New National Party is virtually no more.
The predominantly white NNP ran a campaign that, even to many of its former constituents, appeared out of touch with the new South Africa. Their campaign slogan, which graced street poles in Afrikaans and English, was, "You deserve a fair share." The appeal to embittered whites simply fell flat. In a recent poll, most South Africans agreed that the economic gap between whites and blacks has widened over the last 10 years. There's a consensus that lifting blacks out of poverty is a national priority. While the NNP campaigned on getting whites their fair share, most of the country, including whites, is talking about giving blacks the share of the economic pie that was denied them by apartheid. Adam Habib, the director of the Center for Civil Society at the University of Natal, says this week's extremely poor performance by the NNP could lead to a shakeup in the leadership of the party.
There's also all kinds of rumors about the possibility of a resignation. After all, Martinus van Schalkwyk has been through two elections in which he's presided over the dramatic decline in support of the NNP.
Party leader van Schalkwyk, however, says he has no intention of stepping down. But with only 7 members in the 400-seat parliament, the NNP has been pushed to the political sidelines. This calls into question who is going to represent the views of white Afrikaners in the new South Africa. The one party, other than the ruling ANC, which saw significant growth during this election, was the Democratic Alliance, the successor to the Democratic Party, which opposed apartheid. The white-led Democratic Alliance came in second in last week's election with 13% of the vote. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Johannesburg.